very own vice president of the universe, Rick Williams. And I know if you all could say you're glad to hear him on, you'd say it now, but we can't hear you, so you can just say it to yourselves or wait till the end of the call. Anyway, thank you for making time to participate with us this evening, Rick.
James, always a pleasure. I wish I had more time to do it on every other story that you actually made. Unfortunately, your time is so limited, but it's certainly a pleasure to be on tonight and be able to share whatever I can that can contribute to people helping build a successful business.
Well, I appreciate that. And what I thought we'd talk about, since you've been going around the country and you've been actually getting to see a lot of the distributors since leadership school, I wanted us to take some time and really focus on what's required behind the daily details. I think we spend a lot of time on working with the daily action plan and working with the master action plan. So I'm really comfortable that most people know what to do, you know, in just in terms of the mechanics of building this business. What I'm more concerned about recently is helping everyone to understand the personal aspects, specifically the personal attributes that you bring to the table when you're building this business, and more importantly, in many ways, the internal commitment that's necessary. You know, I think a lot of people don't really assess what they bring to the table. Are you bringing your own discipline? Do you have good time management skills? Do you have the right attitude? What are their personal strengths? And, you know, one of my favorite stores, I'm sure you know and most people know, is Nordstrom's. Absolutely love the place. Best shoes in town, best everything in town on most occasions. But what they're really known for is customer service. And one of the individuals whose family started the business, and he is now, I think, like the grandchild who's still running this, talk about legacy and wealth building, he said that they can teach cash register, but they can't teach attitude. Okay? And I thought that was really profound because they spend a lot of time making sure they get the right person. And if you aren't the right person in terms of customer service, they let you go. They simply won't have people who don't bring that to the table. And so I wanted you to share for a minute, you know, even though we teach the technique of attitude in our Basic 5 training, how do you see the reality of what people need to do on a personal level? Because they can't get it from a technique in terms of bringing the right attitude to this business.
Well, yeah, that's probably, this is my opinion, obviously, but I think it holds true, and this I try to share as much as I can with the individuals like fell around the United States and elsewhere outside the country, but also probably more specifically people in my own organization. And that is just what you talked about, that own personal commitment to what you're doing. What I find is it's like you were alluding to earlier, the business works. If you work the business, the thing is, how do you get yourself personally to work it? Because we all have in our minds, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to work the business. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to do these things. And then when it actually gets right down to it, are we really doing the things that are necessary? Do we really have really committed ourselves to being successful? And it comes back to the old question of how bad do you really want it? And we've heard that in all endeavors of life, whether it's a person who's in the athletic realm trying to work hard to make it to the Olympics, or they're a professional athlete, or whatever endeavor they may be, or whatever medium they may be in, you hear it all the time. How bad do you really want it? What I find most of the time is, it'd be nice, and this is what I do if I could do that, this is what I do, if I did do that, but I'm not really doing it. And I can understand it, but it is a commitment, it's a dedication. And the sad thing is, you find a lot of people who are so very talented, and you know if they could just focus their energies on building the business, they'd be extremely successful. But what happens is, they have families, they're a full-time job, a lot of them, and they get home and it's like, I don't know if I do that today, and I just cut off my list tomorrow, and I just won't do that tonight. And each time you do that, it becomes easier not to do something.
Absolutely. It's like missing church. When you miss that first Sunday, you feel really bad. By the time you get to missing that third Sunday, it almost starts to feel normal for you.
There you go.
And if somebody didn't call you up on the phone, you're going to get very used to doing something that you know in your heart wasn't what you set out to do.
Right.
And I think your point is well taken, that we know this phone is full of people and the entire forum is full of individuals who are multi-talented and are really exceeding the standards in many other areas of their life. But when it comes to this internal commitment, I sometimes think if we would all just think about what we're doing in the rest of our life with our work and with our family.
Right.
And where would that area of our life be with the same time and attention that we give to this business?
Exactly.
You know, would it be like a newborn baby or would it be a full-grown adult?
Right.
You know?
What I find here is that, you know, sometimes with this business, like a lot of things that are worthwhile, it takes a little time, and a lot of people want that immediate gratification. You know, we're unfortunately in that microwave generation where it's like one reason that people stay in their full-time jobs and it's because of security, they don't even get a check every Friday or every other Friday or every month, depending on how often they get paid. But it's immediate. You work 40 hours, you get a check. You work 40 hours, you get a check. You know, that sort of a thing. And they aren't willing to make that commitment because it's not immediate gratification. But in the long run, if you build a business properly, it's going to sustain you forever.
You know, I think what you said about the microwave generation,
right,
that really is, I think, a key point, especially for this business, because you're not going to get paid today other than retail for the work you do today.
There you go.
But if you maintain the commitment, you're going to get paid today for work you did 2 years ago or 3 years ago. But again, just especially in this country, we really are prone to wanting what we want and wanting it yesterday and get an attitude because it didn't happen.
There you go.
And I think that gets us too. And I mean, I know this because we have this one television in the house where the remote control wasn't working.
Right.
And I couldn't get it to work. And rather than get up
right
and go to the TV,
no,
I leave that room. I am not going to use that TV. Okay?
I haven't
used that TV in weeks until I find me a new universal remote.
It's like you're pushing the TV.
Yeah, it's like I got an attitude here. Instead of just being thankful that I have an extra TV, I got an attitude, and that's just a small picture, but that's that mentality that can pervade every aspect of building this business. Like, I can have that same attitude about not going outside this house to prospect and recruit and talk with people and build those relationships. But when you think about this particular business, that microwave generation piece, which applies, I think, across three or four generations now,
exactly.
Don't you think that is an issue with, let's say when you're out training and you're around the country and people see you doing this, and even when the people on the phone go to leadership and convention, they see people on stage and they just think, oh, well, that looks easy. If they can do that, I can do that. That's why I don't like that saying, if I can do it, you can do it, because that's not necessarily so. Don't you think that the person can't do it unless they're willing to pay the price you pay?
That's it. And unfortunately, people have a tendency to look at, you know, at the end result and not recognizing or really identifying what it took to get the end result.
Right.
You know, you find people all the time. And like you said, it's in all walks of life. It's in our health as well. It's like we do things today and want results and it doesn't work like that. And people who are very healthy because they've made it a lifestyle, especially if I get into your 40s and 50s, the thing, what's paying off for you now is what you're doing in your 30s and your 20s.
Right,
And it sustains your body and it sustains, you know, all aspects of your life. You know, it's like everything, marriage, everything. It's like the little things that you do along the way will pay dividends for you later on. And the people who are willing to make the sacrifice now are the ones who will be successful tomorrow. One thing I found that was quite interesting, I was in Taiwan in July, and I really shouldn't have been shocked because I know how well the agents have done in Market America.
Right.
But to see the tenacity that they had, you know, and the mindset of building this business, it was refreshing and contagious. And, you know, their mindset was, we're going to be millionaires.
Right. But don't you think that that's because it's not just today's tenacity like you're talking about.
Right.
It gets back to what we said at the beginning in terms of having a goal that really matters.
Right.
It's about long-range thinking.
Exactly.
Not just long-range planning. And we lived in Asia for a little over 6 years, and we also lived in Europe for some years. And what's different on occasion is when people have a commitment that's bigger than themselves. It's like when we had our calls about the wealth building and getting that part of our lives in order. I think sometimes the challenge for us building here is that we're not getting a goal that really matters. Because the goal can't just be having enough money to get a new car, having enough money to get a big house. Many people in Asia and elsewhere, they're looking at this business in terms of what this is going to do for my family generations from now.
Exactly.
Don't you find that's the case?
I find the case every single time. And like I said, they're willing to make the sacrifice for the future they want down the road. You know, you see them in their sacrifice. And see, you know, since we're talking about primarily the African American community, one thing that's been a stigma, and I am certainly guilty, I'm not totally separating myself, but I've learned through prayer to try to change my attitude about things and try to live a different lifestyle. But I was one who was certainly guilty, especially when I was younger. I wanted success, or the things success could bring before I was successful.
You wanted what my friend calls the facade of affluence.
You got it.
Right.
This one lady told me something one time that was really funny. She said, you know, you look like you're successful. You know, and she said, you are, no, she said, you're the deception of the thing. Anyway, so many words, what she was saying was, you look like you're fooled, but you really aren't.
That's right.
And the fact of the matter was, she was the current. She was 100% correct. I was dead up to my ear, but I was driving a BMW.
Right.
You see, and unfortunately, instead of waiting until I could really afford it without any type of strain, I got it when I was, 26 years old.
Right.
And that was not wise. But I was caught up in that I got to have it now stuff, and you know, I want people to see me driving this now in my flesh, you know, wanting it now, not wanting to wait until the finances were at a point where I could afford it. And so those are things that you learn along the way, and unfortunately I think we still find that prevalent today, which like, yeah, I know, but I want to get it now. So.
And I think especially with the way we have to build this business, and I appreciate you sharing that, because
yeah.
I've been there too. We've all been there, if we're going to be honest about
right.
the situation. But what happens, because this is a long-term building, because it is a 2 to 3 year plan,
exactly.
We sometimes have to get over the ego piece. You know, Robert used to say three things are the root of most troubles, ego, hormones, and greed.
There you go.
And sometimes we have to get beyond, maybe all three, but specifically we have to get beyond the ego. And when we're approaching someone in our community or elsewhere, we don't have to always say, I'm the one who's already making this amount of money. What we can simply say is, I am working with a business vehicle that gives me the opportunity to make this amount of money. You know, that's the key. And sometimes I think we're afraid to say that I'm not making the money yet because the other person won't believe that the opportunity exists and is real. But I think that the reality is most people will believe that we have the possibility of making the money. In fact, I think sometimes that people will believe we have the possibility of making some significant income with this business vehicle before they believe that we personally are making it, don't you think?
I think so, too. I think we deceive ourselves sometimes because we think, well, I got to be driving this or looking like this or doing this before people will join. That's not the third case. People look for the same opportunity you're looking for.
That's exactly right. Everybody is looking for
their life.
Some significant way to impact their lives and their family's lives. And that's one of my favorite books is that The Millionaire Next Door book.
Right.
Because you don't know who has anything. You just
exactly.
think you know based on what you see. And I know people who are making $1 million a year and who are as broke as other people I know who are making $10,000 a year.
That is so true.
You just broke at a higher level.
Right. I can hear it. I won't get to names, obviously, but I know certain people who work with me every day and who are making a very large income but constantly going into their 401k because I'm being over the vice of human resources as well. They have to come to human resources to do that. And they're constantly getting money out of their 401k. I'm thinking, what is the deal? The deal is they're spending it.
You're living behind your beyond your
there
means.
You go.
And part of that, I think, gets back to what we said at the beginning. Until you get to making the internal commitment
right.
that's necessary and mirror that internal commitment with the personal attributes that are necessary to build this business, and I think one of the key personal attributes has got to be your character and your integrity.
It's huge. And sometimes, unfortunately, we've lost credibility with ourselves.
Right.
Because we tried things in the past, and I'm almost at a point now where I don't believe myself.
That's exactly right.
Even
I know the feeling.
I don't believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when it happens, it's like, well, hey, I tried. You know, and it's an unfortunate thing because if you are willing, that's the key right there, to make the sacrifice, if you can turn the TV off and do the things that are necessary to focus on a daily basis, you can be successful. It's just a matter of time. You hear it all the time, but it's true. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If
you do these things,
make the sacrifice.
And that's the key. And I think this is what happens when we go to these major events, and I was going to ask you about this.
Uh-huh.
We go to the events, and I think it's critical for us to go to the events, but I think we have to go to the events with a filter on.
Right.
Because someone is up there, we're seeing the flashing picture go up and says this person is making X amount of dollars.
Exactly.
And we're focused on that, and we're not listening to the person say, I didn't watch TV for a year.
Right.
You know, I didn't go to a movie for 6 months.
Right.
We're not hearing that part. We're just seeing that result. And I think that that really, in some unfortunate way, it's a great event to see that. But it doesn't give people what one of the key things I think we need to be getting from the major events. I think that it's supposed to help us identify the personal attributes we need to develop to reinforce our internal commitment.
There you go.
And I don't think we go to it with that filter on.
There you go.
To see, oh, they gave up. Sacrifice, giving up. It's a part of what it takes to build this business. But what I find, and I know you found it in your life as well, because we have been blessed to be successful in several areas, the reality is the same level of internal commitment is necessary across the board.
It is.
Okay, I don't know of any successful person, and I do not consider people who win the lottery as successful people. I consider them people who won the lottery and now have a lot of money.
Right.
But it's not the same thing. And every other area requires you put in the time. You give up something. And almost everyone on this call we know has given up quite a bit in other areas of their life to get to those levels of success. And I'm just a little concerned that we're not seeing how important it is to realize that the key, if there is one key to making that commitment, it's inside us, and that's why it's the internal piece. And I was reading something, you know, Harvey McKay's articles in the paper. I really like reading his columns. And in last week's column, he was reviewing Michael Jordan's new book, Driven From Within.
Fun as reading Michael Jordan. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I know, because we're on the same wavelength there, because the new book is called Driven From Within.
Right.
And that title itself speaks to what we're talking about, the internal commitment. And one of the quotes in that book was, I can understand failure, but I can't understand not trying.
There you go.
And every time we interrupt the flow of, I'm going to build this business, like you said, we know the business works if you do these things.
Right.
But if I only do them for 30 days, and then I stop and don't do anything for another 60 days, and then I start again, I'm not really working this business. I'm working at it.
Right.
I may be telling other people that I'm building it, but that internal piece, like you said, you can't continue to tell yourself a falsehood and have any credibility left with yourself. And if we don't have our inner credibility based on the integrity of our own internal commitment, there's no way we can get away with even attempting to prospect and recruit and share what we have with other people, because I think they see right through it. Don't you think that?
I think so too, Tia. I think something you said earlier is so very important. I hope everybody's grasping that. You got to have a good goal. You got to have a good reason. And for myself personally, you know, there's so much in my life. I won't even bore you all with all the different things I've done in my lifetime, but I will tell you this. For me personally, I was such an undisciplined individual. It was when I found Christ in my life that my life changed. I was able to do things because my reasons changed. And there's one thing I was always able to do. Even though I have been successful in sports and things like that and got scholarships, those things were great. But anything on a large magnitude of sports, I just didn't have a discipline to stick to it until then, because my reason changed then. Because I wasn't doing it just for myself.
Well, you know, see, I'm really glad you shared that, because I think that we lose a lot of time and we lose a lot of people and possibilities because we focus on reasons that are really not the reason.
That's it.
And we have entire training sessions to help someone get through their reason why. But I don't think you can get to it like that. I think you really do have to go inside. You have to you've got to identify all those things that make you feel useful on this planet, that make you feel like you're fulfilling your purpose. And then you back your way from that thing. If you're really blessed, there's going to be several things that give you that type of wonderful feeling. But you're going to back your way from that into seeing that you can use this business as the vehicle to achieve those, as the vehicle to get to that. But it's like
right.
You were saying, I think that's the people factor. That's the piece about caring, sharing, and service. And sometimes when we hear people say, well, you have to get the focus off yourself, back to what Robert said, ego, hormones, and greed. It's a lot easier to tell someone to get the focus off themselves than it is to help them learn how to do that. Because people think, oh, well, if I'm focusing on myself, then it must be something wrong with me, and therefore I can't do this. But don't you think that it's something that you can learn? Everyone doesn't know how to really serve others. Maybe it doesn't come naturally to some people to care about other people. And if you could speak for a few minutes about how we can help one another change our view of how we relate to other people. You know, we always ask people to not focus on what's in it for us, but to look at it from what's in it for them.
Right.
And I think sometimes that scares people. Well, what about me?
Right.
You know, what would you share to help people understand that if you really help people, it's more than just a slogan. If you really focus on service, then you're going to be blessed beyond your wildest imagination.
You know, it's so true, and I don't know if people want to hear it or not, but it's true. So here it is. It's the thing where I remember God shared something with me, what he said to me. So he said, Rick, I didn't increase you to increase your standard of living. I increased you to increase your standard of giving. And so I take that premise as though everything that I've first of all, I've been blessed. And the things that I do is so I can bless other people. And because God knows my heart and I'm dedicated to that, it's like he just keeps overflowing it. You know what I mean?
So it's like, you can't outgive him.
You can't outgive him. And, you know, I look at my life, because I was sharing with a group yesterday. I was doing a speech contest. I'll be very brief. And I was sharing with them, you know, I'm definitely involved in Toastmasters, and I got the highest level called a DTM years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember when I first started, I didn't get in Toastmasters for me. My wife's club was suffering. Mm-hmm. They needed membership.
Right.
I joined to help her.
That's right. Help somebody
else. Exactly. It was under the rear twisting my arm. Mm-hmm. They asked me for years. I kept saying no. But when their club was failing, I said, okay, fine, I joined. Just get your numbers up. But what happened as a result, it was a process. It's like, well, what do you all need this year? We need somebody to do 10 speeches, give what's called a CDM. Okay, I'll do it. And every year I kept saying I'll do things to help the club, not for me. Long story short, I ended up being the North Carolina State champion.
But see, that's my other point here. You're talking about you believed in other people's value because you set out to help them. And somewhere, I know this is a core element in our community, believing in one another and supporting one another.
Right.
But I also believe that unfortunately with everything else that's been going on in the world and in our communities over recent years, sometimes we're not willing to still take the risk for one another.
I think it's really prevalent in our community as well. I mean, more so. It really is. We don't trust each other to that extent just yet. I think we're making certainly some strides in that direction, but I still think it's that stigma and that slave mentality, whereas I would rather trust someone who don't look like me.
Right.
Because you're liable to do something to me. You thought to cheat me, and you want me to get in this business so you can make money off of me, you know, and so on and so forth. And a lot of people still have that mentality, and that's why some people are skeptical, because it's like, what do you want?
Right.
You want something from me.
And don't you think, though, if we perpetuate that by saying, I can't work in my community, I think you're saying, I won't. I won't do the work. Yes, it may require more commitment. It may require going through more people. It may require using more of the educational component. But whatever it requires, I think that if we don't work to really believe in the value of other people, that in some way that mirror is reflecting on us and diminishing our own value. We're diminishing our own belief, and if we diminish our own belief, then I think that is one of the reasons why we're not rising to the level of making the necessary internal commitment that we need to.
You know, and it is a commitment. If I could just talk real briefly to you about attitude.
Okay, go ahead.
And sometimes, you know, how I share this generally with people in life. I think you were saying once again, one of our forums in leadership school was, I always tell people nothing that is true is new. This isn't
exactly
new revelation,
right.
But this goes back really to Scripture. But the fact of the matter is, all the tools in the world aren't going to help you. You can buy them, you can buy the CDs, you can buy and it's good. Don't get me wrong, they are excellent tools.
Right, they're useful, but they have their place.
But they have their place. But the thing that you have to get before any of that stuff works is your mind right. Nothing is going to work for you if your head's not right, if your attitude is not right. I don't care what you buy. You're not going to use it, no way.
No, it's not going to make any difference.
Like I say, just like buying sports equipment, it's going to be right there in your den, or right there in your basement, or right there in your bedroom. You can start putting clothes on it. You're not using it because you're not in the right mind to exercise anyway.
That's exactly right.
Of course you did it when you first got it, just like you first started the business, you did a few things. But there has to be a commitment, a dedication to the extent where it's like, you know, a fortitude to the extent where, well, listen, I'm going to just drop past out first. I'm not going to quit. you have to be dogmatic about it, and you have to see these things like Tia was saying earlier, long range. I'm not going to stop this. This is a done deal. All I got to do now is walk this thing out. And you have to change the way that you think in order to be successful in business like this one. You have to change your whole concept of the things that you were taught in the past and see yourself being successful. And I say it all the time, you have to start before you see it. You're going to have to see this thing. If you can't see it right now, it's not coming.
That's exactly
right. If you can't see it right now, it's not coming. Once you get a clear picture, then you can see accomplish your particular goals. And I don't know why it seems so difficult for people to write down those things and confess it every day and every night.
Well, I think one of the reasons it's hard is because you have to get in your own face. You have to be realistic, and that's hard to do. And it also means that if I'm in my own face and I see that I'm not keeping my word to myself, which is how I define commitment, then I have nowhere to run.
That's it.
And I have no one to blame, and I have no one to lay off the excuse of why it isn't happening. But the reason why I know that it's more than possible, especially in our community, is because I also know how much we've achieved in the past. In any other area, once we made the commitment to really focus on doing not what I think it takes to get the job done, but doing what I know it takes to get the job done.
It doesn't matter where you start, it's where you finish. And sometimes, so what? It may be harder for you. If it is, then it is. But you just do what's necessary for you to meet that particular objective. You may have more aptitude in different areas. It doesn't really matter. If you commit yourself to this, you can be successful doing it.
Well, this is the one thing I really like about this. And again, this is something I got from Robert. I used to really spend a lot of time when I was in the military trying to get people to rise to a higher level.
Right.
To be all they could be, so to speak. And he would always say to me, people are going to make their own choices.
Right.
Okay. And they're going to do things based on what is absolutely the most important thing to them.
Right.
And generally, that is not going to be what you want. Which is why I think your point is very well taken. To me, this business, the thing that attracted us to it was that it really can serve as the great equalizer. Because it doesn't matter if you were a really good speaker. It doesn't matter if you were a really good salesperson. It doesn't matter whether you were really used to getting in front of the room or not. Because you can learn the techniques necessary to have success with this business so long as you bring that attitude and that commitment to a goal that's bigger than you.
There you go, T. Let me share something with this group that's very important. I got a phone call this week, and they called me and said, Rick, I want you to call Ben Ginder. Congratulate him. I said, okay, great. No problem. Ben's doing excellent in the business, obviously. I said, that's not it, though. Ben just got his GED.
All right, he did. Congratulations. Because I know he didn't have one.
He didn't have a GED.
That's right. He didn't have one.
He didn't have a GED.
That's right.
And the fact of the matter is, when people hear that, it's like, but he's so successful. He just goes to show that's not it.
That's right.
It's that internal commitment, that desire on the inside of you, the greatness on the inside of you that you have to bring to the forefront and make it manifest itself in your life. And only you can control that. We can't pull it out of you. We can't make you do it. You have to make a decision within yourself. I'm going to do this, and whatever it takes for me to get it, it may take me longer to understand this or hard for me to do that. It doesn't even matter.
Well, yeah, that's the piece I think that we do struggle with, especially in our community. Because there have been and are still many, many obstacles internal to the community and external to this entire country and extend that on out to the world. But the thing that I finally got, that I don't think Robert ever thought I really was going to get, but I've got it, it is what it is.
That's right.
Okay? It doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just is what it is. And I'm going to allow all that external influence to cost me my opportunity to significantly put some wealth in place for my grandchildren.
There you go.
And make sure that my little guy, who is 6 years old now, will be able to choose whatever school he wants to go to.
There you go.
And if he doesn't want to go to school and wants to start a traditional business, Lord willing, I will have in place what's necessary to launch him, not to enable him, but to give him the opportunity to do that. You know, I can lose that possibility by focusing so much on the reality of things that haven't gone just right in my life.
Exactly.
Okay? But it is what it is. Do I still have the capability and the possibility to achieve success with this business in spite of everything that's happened in my life? Of course I do. The choice is mine to decide I'm going to move forward or I'm not. And I think that's one of the things that if we can get to the fact that when we're talking about sharing and service, it's not always talking about you giving away everything that you have. It's not that at all.
Right.
It's about believing in the value of other people and seeing in your world where you could make a significant contribution that matters to you. That could be strictly along your family line, which would be more than significant for most people in our community to be able to have things in place to send our young people to school. That's it. You don't have to go out to save the entire world. If you save your family and your grandchildren, right there, you're putting in place what's necessary to save the world.
I'm telling you, T, and you have a reason like that. If I can, the minister will start crying now, but see, here's the thing. I'm going to share this real brief. You know, there was a man by the name of Joseph who was sold into slavery by his own brothers and ended up in prison. And while he was there, though, he was still so diligent, and he's helping people by what? Interpreting their dreams. But he still sought out to help people.
Right.
And as a result of interpreting dreams and doing this and doing that, he ended up being one of the princes of Egypt. You know what I'm saying there?
Right.
I'm just trying to stress that it's so important because sometimes the reasons that we have, they just aren't good enough. And like you said, but if you focus, I'm telling you, if you focus on someone else, if you focus on someone else, whether it's your grandchildren, your children, your spouse, something that would give you the fortitude, like, I can't let them down. See, it's easy to let ourselves down.
Oh, it's easy.
Really,
yeah. That's very easy.
Don't know but us.
That's right, because we made that promise only in the corner in my room, and nobody was there but me.
And that's what's so wonderful about team sports. See, in a team sport, other people are dependent on you. And they depend on you to work out and be in shape and give your best to help the team win. And it's harder for you to let the team down because, like, wait a minute, I've got to do my part. Because, see, it will be noticed then.
Oh, yeah, it will be. And I think that's the switch we need to flip in terms of the team is us. The team is our grandchildren. The team is our community recreation center that's getting ready to close. The team is being able to support missionaries and being able to give scholarships to help people go to school. That is the team. We are the team.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes that when we say take the focus off yourself, sometimes people are thinking we only mean the prospect
right.
or the customer, and
right.
that's too short-sighted because of the, I think, and tell me if you agree, the level of work that's required to achieve success
right.
with this business,
that
vision is too small. You
right.
have to have, I think, a huge vision in order to stay committed with the level of internal commitment you need to achieve success with this business.
There you go.
Okay? You can make a lot of money, but it is, as Robert used to say, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Right.
You know, and I think, though, that most things that people do well in life, and most of what everyone on the call has done in their lives, it wasn't easy.
No.
But they did it because it was necessary.
Right.
And at some level, they have to make the commitment to decide that doing this business is necessary to achieve the level of success you want. Now, you can also decide that it's not necessary, but you get to choose that. I just would prefer that we make that choice and make it honestly so that we don't make ourselves feel bad when we don't achieve success with this business vehicle, but the reason we didn't achieve success with it is because we didn't really work.
That's the bottom line right there. You know what, T.A.? You know, when you were talking to me, I thought about, I don't know why I thought about children, maybe because you mentioned your grandson, but it's like bringing forth a child. You know, you have this beautiful bundle of joy, you know, in your womb and whatnot, but before it comes forth, there's some labor.
That's a bunch of things.
Labor that has to take place first. And once you labor for a while, and you know what I'm saying, it takes a little while, sometimes more times than the person, but once it gets here and that child is born, it's something you almost forget how much pain you went through because you're so exuberant by having this child in your arms, you know? You have to stop and think, you know, it did hurt, though.
Well, obviously, and that's when people, they concentrate on the joy. That's a good example because they're concentrating on the joy, and that's what caused them to go ahead and have another one.
There you go.
And they forgot about that pain because the joy was more than worth it.
It's so much more than worth it. I can remember times when I was, for years in my 20s, I was 250 pounds. I was not very healthy and so forth. I was reading the Bible one day, and they said, glorify me in your body and your spirit. And that thing, and I kind of lose weight by just because I eat Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, I love them. I ate about a dozen, PA.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was like, anyway, I guess it was like fat. Anyway.
I know the feeling. I do that with Pepper's Farm cookies.
Right. So the thing is, you know, it took me a while. But when I read that, it gave me a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a second, God, am I glorifying you in my body?
Yes,
if I'm not, I want to. And from that point on, and I started from where I was, I just started walking. But I was so committed to it, I about drove my wife crazy because I would eat nothing that she cooked. And she'd get upset, well, just don't eat anything. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not. You know, but it was a thing where I just was so committed to glorifying him in my body to this thing where now I can't stop running. I've been running now for, what, 16 years.
But see, the point is, though, you made a conscious decision.
There you go.
And we have, unfortunately, far too many people, not just in our community, but across the company, who have been involved with this business for an extended period of time and have yet to make that conscious decision. I think it's okay to make the conscious decision that all I'm going to do with this business is generate an additional few hundred dollars a month. And if that's your decision, then that's fine. And then you build in the activities to keep you there. But on the other hand, what distresses me is people whose vision on paper said, I'm going to be at a significant income level, yet the reality of their conscious choice, the day-to-day commitment, it isn't anywhere near what it takes to get to that vision. And that's what I don't want. I don't think we need to put in place for ourselves another issue where we say we're going to do something and we don't. I think it is so critical, back to what you were saying about the difficulties with credibility issues in the community, we have to maintain, before we can start talking about integrity with one another, we have to have inner integrity.
Yeah.
And I think that's a piece that it's so important for us. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted us to talk about what's going on behind the scenes of having the product show and using the health awareness survey, because all of those techniques and none of those techniques will work effectively if what's behind them isn't working. It's just not going to happen. No matter how long you do them, it's not going to happen. It gets down to how much are you willing to pay for the things you say
you
really want, because nothing's for free.
One thing we forget sometimes, this is not a dress rehearsal. You're not coming back here.
No, you don't get a second shot.
This is it.
Yeah.
You don't come back to this planet.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And you need to understand it's a gift every day. Just go for broke. You know what I mean? Just cut the bridge behind. I guess so excited because I know I live my life and I instill it in my children and so on and so forth, which I drive them crazy, of course. But the thing was, honey, you're not doing good enough. I know you got to be, but you're capable of getting an A. That's why I'm upset. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want them to reach their fullest potential because you owe it to yourself. I mean, one of the worst things in the world is to be great and never achieve greatness.
Absolutely.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good at all. And I think it's not just a question of owing it to yourself. I think we owe it to those who've gone before us.
Too.
And I think we owe it to those who are coming after us. Now, I'm not talking about walking through life carrying a burden. I'm not talking about that. But I think if you look at it, if you go behind the daily details and you get to your attitude piece and the reason for making an internal commitment, I think you get to the place where you can see the fact that you have all of these options in front of you to build a legacy and for some generation wealth building for once in our history.
Right.
I think you'll switch the burden to a privilege.
That's it.
And it'll be a privilege for you, and if it's a privilege for you, and if you can embrace that, then I think you can position yourself to discuss what you have to offer with people from that vantage point we were talking about earlier of it really being about service, sharing, and caring for other people.
Exactly.
I think that you can make that direct line once you get clear on why it is you're doing it. And maybe, you know, I have seen it happen, that sometimes when people have to ask themselves the hard questions, you know, who are you, what do you want from life, not what do you want from this business, what do you want from life, what do you want your legacy to be, who do you want to help? And if you really are at a place in your life where you can't answer that other than with the focus being on you, then I think that it's okay for somebody to take a time out. I really do. because you're not going to be helpful to others or to yourself until you can get that level of clarity. And I would prefer that you just step back, you know, 30 days, 60 days, whatever it takes, and just do some introspection to see if you're really involved with this because someone said you should be, or if you really believe at your core that this vehicle can give you what it is you said you want it. Because as you said at the beginning of the call, we know that the business works. So given that it can generate the money that we might need to meet many of our financial goals, the only question is, do we want to do the work it takes, or do we want to find another plan B?
Yeah.
You know, that's it. And we all get to choose. You know, because the plan is really only limited by its possibilities. And the possibilities are only limited by the extent of the internal commitment that we're willing to make.
Tina, there are so many people, I know I've used this example before, but I think it still holds true, who are doing things in their life today, whether it's athletics, whether it's youth pro football. You know, it's the thing where you look at these athletes and, well, they're there because they're talented. I'm telling you right now, that's not why they're there.
No, they're there because they're working at it. They work.
There you go. But there's people who have more talent today. I'm telling you right now, there's somebody on the planet who can play better basketball than Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
But they didn't have the discipline. They didn't have the things that it takes to stay in that arena and get to that level.
And again, back to Jordan's new book, Driven From Within.
Right.
The piece that Harvey McKay says he really appreciated about the book is he already admired Jordan, but what this showed him was how he was going to another level and focusing on adaptability in terms of becoming a businessman and an entrepreneur.
There you go.
And he didn't go into that thinking that he was the Michael Jordan. He subordinated himself to reinvent himself, is what Harvey McKay says.
Right.
He went to the people who did business. He learned from those people, kept his own focus now on the way he wanted things, but he went and adapted himself to make new opportunities.
Exactly.
And that's really what I think we're saying that we have to do as a community if we're going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Exactly.
Which is adapt what we already have. He already had a certain skill set.
Right.
He adapted it into this new world so that he could achieve a level of success there. We already have a skill set, very successful people in this forum, teachers, doctors, healthcare providers, all sorts of educational achievements. Running families, running community centers. It's just a question of taking that same skill set and that same level of discipline and focus and moving it over into this business vehicle. The challenge is you won't be able, I think, to sustain it without a reason that's way bigger than you and way bigger than stuff, because you can get real tired of stuff real soon.
Quick.
Real soon. And you can't keep chasing new stuff.
Right.
That's why we have so many people who are making millions who are broke.
There you go.
Because if you chase stuff, you will run out of money.
Yeah.
Okay, eventually it's going to run out. Unless you're, you know, Bill Gates or Oprah, you're going to run out.
You're going to run out.
Okay, but even they take advantage of opportunities to focus on reasons bigger than themselves. You know, and I think that's really all we're saying tonight, and everything we're saying is that it's just really important for all of us to go back beyond the basic technical aspects of building this business. Look at the personal attributes. What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are we bringing to the table in terms of those strengths, weaknesses, and our particular attitude? And where those are falling short, and we know because we can measure ourselves.
Right.
What can we do about it?
Now, I know, T, all the people on this phone have had an opportunity to go to one of our events, or even a local event, to look at some of the people in their own area who are doing extremely well in business, and just look at them from the outside and go, what?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I can do this.
I
hear it all the time.
Not what I can do. But you know, but you're looking at is the potential on the outside, but what you can't measure the potential on the inside.
Well, that's what
unfortunately, you know, a lot of us aren't realizing our potential on the inside.
Right. That's what just happened with Stephen when he was younger. He would take all those proficiency tests in school, and he'd score off the charts.
Right.
And he'd bring them home with his ego unchecked.
Right.
And say, look, Mom, look, Dad, look what I scored. And Harvey would look at him and say, you know, that's really good, and I'm really happy, but that's just potential.
That's it.
That's all it shows. You got to put it into practice,
mm-hmm.
or it'll never become a possibility and a reality.
That's the truth of
it. You know, it really won't. And I think, and I really appreciate you sharing the story about Ben, because I think that really serves to illustrate you don't know what's going on in someone else's
there
life.
You go.
And we need to stop even concerning ourselves with what's going on in other people's lives, first of all, because it's not our business.
There you go.
Okay? Our business is to take care of ourselves, our community, and our family.
Right.
And you can get so sidetracked, so distracted, and all of these things become a detractor from your ability to focus on what matters. It gets back to self-discipline through self-talk. Is what I'm doing at this exact moment going to help me move forward in the direction I want or not? If the answer is no, stop doing it.
Right.
If you really want to go in that direction. If you don't, keep doing it.
Right.
Okay, but it really does get to the individual choice. You know?
I'm telling you, it really does. And like you were saying, I use myself again, for example, I think your own testimony is always the best one. But, you know, there's so many things here that I want, aside from what I do in North America, that I know that God has placed in me to accomplish in his lifetime, and I got to get them done. You know, but I have to make, like you said, an internal commitment to get them done. And they're going to get done. I'm sitting there right now.
And, Dan, I appreciate you sharing that, because that's the other piece of what you bring to the table.
Right.
The internal commitment, it is not about this business vehicle becoming your next career.
Right.
It's about remembering the way this was designed is to be the business vehicle to take you to the rest of the fulfillment of your purpose.
It creates capital.
That's what it does. And this is capital for anything you want to do. It's for your family. It's for those of you who still want to do a traditional business. I will probably always have some version of a law office.
Right.
Always have some version of a nonprofit. Those are traditional pieces, but if you have the capital to fund them, then you can have that fancy salon you've always wanted. You can have that fitness center you've always wanted. You can have your own community center. It's so important to begin looking beyond the details to that greater vision of what you can do where you are with this business vehicle if you maximize the possibilities.
Exactly.
You know, that's the piece. Because I did see another article that said black-owned businesses rose 45% from 1997 to 2002.
Goodness.
Now, that's a huge percentage increase, and it's still not enough.
Nope.
Okay? But that means that there's plenty of room for us who want to maximize this business vehicle to go and open business or to support other people to open businesses. There's nothing like being able to help someone else fulfill their dream with your dollars. It's an amazing feeling to be able to do that. So, well, I heard that little beep, so I think we're about to run out of time.
Okay.
So I really do appreciate you making the time to share with us this evening.
For me, see, just go back to what we talked about earlier, nothing. You have no idea. When you sit on that front row at convention or leadership school, when you see people who look like you, I'm not knocking anybody else. I love everybody, but I'm going to be honest with you. When I see people who look like me come across the stage, I am proud. And it's a different type of feeling when you know it's like, man, that is wonderful. And whatever I can do to contribute to anyone's success in North America, especially in our community, man, I'm more than willing to do it. More than willing to do it.
Yeah, well, I think everybody knows that, and I really appreciate it. And we all look forward to our getting together again in Greensboro so we can get our good hugs and have a good time. The assignment for this week is just a continuation of your last one. You're supposed to be working on three of the President's Challenge criteria that you've never done before, and you need to complete those three by the end of June, okay? Three that you haven't done before and complete them by the end of June. The Feed Your Mind quote for this week, and I will email it to you, is just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there's love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong. Just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there's love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong.